Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you, even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye. Good morning, Nuzlocke fans, or people who just happen to pick this up off the back end of the podcast. The sound of victory. As you know, last week, he's an angry dog then. Last week, I victoriously defeated Brock. I smashed his face in to his Rocky gym with my poke face. So I'm just going to do a short one on my way to him. Just a quick, let's head on out and see what's going on in the world. Let's have a look at my Pokemon. That don't look poke face. That is. Silly lagging behind, but I really fucking hate that. Sorry, Lou. It was like, it's a dick. Pause, I wonder, is there a Pokemon here? Yeah, Pokemon. Right, I can buy potions. Could be a saving grace here. Hi there, mate, help you buy. Ooh. You've got a little chunk of money. Pokeball potion escape routes come in. Burn heals, awakening. I think there's some repels. I figure they may come in handy at some point in the future. Okay, let's buy two potions. Spend 600 quid, yes. I think I'm quite good for Pokeballs. Let's buy next one anyway. Don't want to run out of balls. You better get ready for my balls. Sorry. Just have fun with some Zoolander. Right, that guy's gone, so I can now enter. Oh, the colour has changed, people. Let's check out that map. Tail map. Yes. Route 3. Awesome boobage. Right. What are we going to catch? What are we going to call it? Who was it? Oh, Scott. Scott, this next one's for you, buddy. Good luck. Oh, trainer bells. I forgot about trainer bells. What trainer? Oh my god, what sort of Pokemon these guys going to have? Can I skip? I can skip the edges. Oh, I can't. I want you to get on down, man. Right, I can probably skip her. Oh, let's just not be the first to get down, shall we? fight to the death. You looked at me, didn't you? Oh. How you looking at? Looking at, boy. Oh, she's a very cutesy sprite. Very anime. She's got two Pokemon. Blast sent out the Pidgey. PTSD over Colin's death. PTSD over Colin's death. Flashback. Right, level 9 Pidgey versus level 16 with Pokeface. Right, hopefully. Yeah. I'm just gonna Vine Whip. I think this is Vine Whip. Bang! It goes down just over half health, not very effective. Use a sand attack. Actually fell, actually, it's still more than that gonna kill you, Vine Whip. Yeah, I'm kind of against type there. Oh, that's not very effective. So it's just down to the red, use a sand attack again before it actually falls. And it's not hit me yet, which is nice, I'm gonna tackle it. Oh, I missed! Use Gust. Come on, little Pokeface, I need one whip. Oh, it misses again. Gust. So it's Gust. It's only doing 3 damage. Yes, tackle works. Tackle takes down. Critical hit. Bang. 105. Oas is about to use another bloody Pidgey. Yes, I will. I'm going to bring out Zach. So get some experience in fighting high level or slightly more high level things. And let's tackle him. Let's use a tackle. Just a little bit of disgust. Now I am a flying type. Yeah, it didn't do too much damage. Okay. I think Zach's got this. Come on, people. It's 2 on Zach. My axe falls. Take this tackle. But this is no. Disgust. He picks me from 31 down to 26. 5 damage. Take this tackle. Oh, it goes down into the red. Sand attack. My axe falls even further. I need one more tackle to win, but it misses. Could you use his gust? He's down 26 to 21. His tackle comes off. It hits the Pidgey, and the Pidgey is dead. Yes, Pidgey wins. That gains 105 experience points. Good for the last. I'm just going to turn the music down a tad. It's really loud in my ear. Apologies if that is not so loud in yours. It was an exciting battle with a pair of Pidgeys. Oh, alas, you've got a wonderful pair of Pidgeys. They are dead Pidgeys now. You're mean. I am mean. I'm the meanest motherfucker you've ever seen. Right. I'm not gonna take any risks. Let's go back to town. And, yeah. Okay. 2 Pidgeys. 2 Pidgeys have been running with my tails between my legs. But again, it's all against type at the moment. Like, a Pokeface isn't effective against Pidgeys. Not with his Vine Whip attack, although it is still really powerful. And yeah, my Zach's the same. Zach's only got 2 bloody moves. He never even learned sodding harden. Oh man. I'm getting quite a bit of disdain for Zach. Feels like a rather large waste of space. I assume he can learn some sleep spells and stuff, which will help as I go along. Spells, listen to me. It's his Pokemon. You don't learn sleep spells. You just put shit to sleep. Hey, I met you in Viridian Forest. You did? Well, maybe you asked me twice. But he's going to be a bug catcher. Catcher wants to fight. Bug catcher sent out Caterpie! A level 10 Caterpie. Fight. Let's just tackle it. I'm going to bother with Vine Whip. It's not going to be type effective. So it's still just got over half health. This is level 10 Caterpie. Pokeface uses tackle. Lady lets me cross the road. Thank you very much. Oh, and I hit that button. Ooh. I critical hit the Caterpie. And I take it down to just over, just into the red. Pokeface uses tackle. And it's a deceased Caterpie. And we catch 3 Ventures. I've raised 112 experience points. But Catcher is about to use Weeble! Yes, I will. Still, as much as I dislike Zach, he needs some experience. Go back, Pokeface. Go, Zach! And shouldn't be in too much trouble against Weedles and Caterpies. Just using String Shot. See? It's just trying to slow me down.
speed fours. Super effective. But it does very little damage. Weird. Bug, sweep against bugs. His tackle, super effective. That is his tackle. See, I'm walking along there, I'm not playing. Oh, poison sting. So that's weak against poison. Ah, man. Super effective. That is his tackle. Critical hit. Thanks. Right, just going to pause here for a second. And we're back. Sorry. I've been swimming once. Now the backup is about to use Caterpie again. No. Don't think it'll be. Caterpie doesn't have much that he can use against me. Now I'm going to use one of my precious potions. TM34. What was that? That was Bind, isn't it? Does by 20. Use his tackle. Critical hit. Does like 4 damage. So I should be safe just to tackle this little caterpillar to death. A little caterpillar. Ooh. Hit up, people. Good service on all other lines. Just TFL route. Who uses TFL route? Oh, clearly, the train station is not the best place. Yeah, exactly, if you're unwell, you've got to see the staff at the station. Yeah, thanks. So good. Hit it again. What is all this in his voice? It would feed his butt catcher. Butt catcher. Beat me again. Do about 100 for winning. Right. Another train battle. Right. Go back to the poker center. I'm not in the mood for taking risks.
Not in the mood.
Alright, if my carriage is quiet, I'll carry on. If not, I may call it a day after this little hill. Goodbye, hello, I've never noticed how much they love an announcement until you're trying to record a live Let's Play. Let's get our Poker Center. Past the repel guy. So how do I get repels? I'm not sure what's going to come up in the future. I know there's a couple of sleeping Snorlaxes on the lines. And I'd really like to repel my way through that route, if I can, so I can catch me a Snorlax. Let's just go on another train about after this. Hi, I like shorts. They're comfy and easy to wear. That's really, really fucking creepy. Yeah, it's a little. It's not that quiet. I'll kill this youngster and I'll call it a day. Youngster, what's right? Youngster, sir. Ratata! Right. Find a way. Grass weak against poison. Poison weak against grass. Let's just attack it. Let's use a normal one. That's more than 5 minutes. This is Leah. What's Leah doing? Defense force. Attack him. That should kill it. Good job on progress. Critical hits. Ekin is dead. That's my defense. Grease level 17! Build defeated the youngster. I don't believe it! Chunk of money for you. Can I skip? No! I was going to try and sneak around. Another lass. So two. Rasta. And Tackley's death. Oh, critical hit. Takes it right down to the red. Critical hits me. Doesn't do too much damage. He's dead. 21 experience points. But he's going to do anything now. Oh, I don't want to jump it. Ah, it's poison. Is it poison? Or is it normal? I think it's poison. But it's not good. It's a level 10. I'll tackle it to death. Yeah, I'll just take 3 tackles. And attack with me, it takes 3 damage. Level 30 out of 50. Hit it, it takes just under the red. Hit his tackle, another 2 points. Takes me to the area and just tackle. And I killed the lass. You know. These lasses are rubbish. Right, so I now have to go back to get that going. Or can I just jump down?
Welcome aboard the Thinking
Rail. Alright, I'm going to call it a day there. There's going to be a huge amount of train battles here. Oh, no, it's not what it is. Let's save up. Yep. Now save in. Still save the game. And we're done. Well, I've obviously got a lot of battling to do here, but I've kind of just run out of time. I don't want to disturb people too much on the train. So, see you later, guys. Good morning, Nuzzlecans. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of... Well, actually, it's going to be the same episode. Yesterday's was audio-wise shit, and pretty boring, so I'm pretty short. So, today, you're going to get another half, and I'm going to stick it back together. They will appear as two separates on YouTube, but, you know, one on the audio podcasting ability thing. So, I got stuck in the midst of billion trainer battles. It's just a... What's going on? Is this like you want to fight? Hey, you're not wearing shorts. No. What the hell is everyone's obsession with wearing shorts? Is it like a nice sunny day? Because it is here in the UK. Yeah. A nice beautiful morning. Right. Youngster wants to fight. In his shorts. And he's only got one mon. Who would it be? It's a Spiro. Wow. Or level 14 Spiro. Oh, my... That's going to call him a fuckface. Oh, my fuckface. It's looking a little ropey. I want to think Spiro's a normal type. I don't think he's going to be that effective against me. I think Violet's going to be over defensive against him. Let's try a... No, not a potion. I want to fight. Leech Seed. Let's regain some of my health. I was seated. Spiro used Growl. But it failed. It failed, Spiro. Leech Seed saps 2 from him. Give me up to 29. I'm going to Vine Whip. Whack! Yeah, it's not very effective, it doesn't do a lot of damage. It uses Leer. Oh, well, Leer works. Preference defense falls, that's no good. But, boom, another 2 from Leech Seed. Tackle! Give it away. Oh, it takes a good chunk of itself. It uses Peck. And I go down to 8! Critical hit! It's super effective! Shit! Leechy saps it, I go up to 10. Oh, I'm at 1/5 of my health. Another peck will finish me off, but I should have the speed. Tackle. Perfect, just tackle. Yes! Spiro's dead. Jesus, man. I am obviously not very good at Nuzlocke challenges. I've already killed Colin, and I nearly just killed my Pokeface. Still defeated Youngster. Youngster is dead. Oh no, wait, he's not. Lost. He's not very mature, is he? And I got $210 for winning. That's where this guy is at. I always wear shorts, even in winter. Ew. Yes. Right. On that note, back to the Poke Center. God, this town is so like. It's obviously supposed to be like a grey type thing, but it is very grey. Form. Welcome to our Poke Center! We heal your Pokemon back to perfect health. Heal me joy! Joy, give me joy. Okay, we need your Pokemon. Thank you. Your Pokemon are fighting fit! They need them fighting fit. Need to catch a new bastard. New bastard Mon. Honor some of my pledges. Ooh, up, up. Ah, man, I've stuck my writing in the wrong place. It's making it really difficult to push the up button. I don't seem to be able to move it. Let's suffer it for a little bit. Again, this is my walk to work, so I won't suffer for long. I can just untrain right. Ah, she's done. Ooh, I could get past and skip him, but I'm not going to bother. Oh! Ah! Damn these hills! So, Game Freak's cunning plan to make me fight this guy has failed. But I'm going to fight him anyway. Are you a trainer? Let's fight! Fight! Finish him! Because a Nuzlocke is always a fight to the death. Ooh, he's a bug catcher. Thank God. Oh, he's got four mons. So head Weedle. Go, my poke face. I'm going to take this opportunity for bug catcher to get Zach up a few levels. It's poison thing is super effective. Here's his tackle. See, Zach isn't going to last long on the party, I'll be honest with you. I think I probably said it last episode. He's just, he's got nothing. There's nothing useful with Zach. Even against this like level 9 Weedle. I mean, he's only level 11, but. Yeah, he has killed the Weedle, but it's taken a few good turns, but. Alright, let's go for winning experience. Zach gains 49. Zach grew to level 12! Well done, Zach. Well done, Zach. But he's a Butterfree. He knows absolutely nothing. Oh, there you go. Learn Confusion. Well, that's handy. Bugcatcher is about to use Kakuna. Well, no. Now, being a trainer's Kakuna, will he have more to him than Harden? Let's use his tackle. I'm running Kakuna and critical hits. Just at the hot shelf. No, it uses Harden. It's just going to use Harden over and over again, like all the wild things. Yep. Oh well, it's going to take a little while, guys. I'm going to keep tackling. But yeah, Zach's usefulness is going to run out pretty quickly. I mean, he's just learned Confusion. Not a move I typically use. Like maybe when he learns Sleep Powder, I might get some use out of that. Oh god, he's got the tiniest bit of health and keeps using Harden. But other than that, I can't see much use for him. He's going to get used or surpassed pretty quickly. Especially if I get another Mon that actually uses... Caterpie coming out. Especially if I find another Mon that uses Fly. Oh, no, don't change the call. So he sends out a Caterpie, level 9. Fight. Let me use it. Oh, it's a Psychic type. Oh, wait. I thought Confusion was just like... To confuse it, that actually just obliterated itself. Went well under halfway. Oh, I'm going to confuse it again. Use his tackle. See if anything's there. Confusion. Ooh! Ooh, part psychic, eh? Ooh, suddenly Zach's looking a bit toasty. He'll be good against ghost Pokemon. Although he's not supposed to be. 102-300. Let's use Metapod. Hells no, I'm not going to change Pokemon. Zach is going to take this train down. Right, confusion. He hits it with confusion. Down, down, down. Ooh, just on half health. He's hardened. Right, so I'll use one more confusion. Oh, yes. That hardened has just kept it alive. It's another hardened. This time I'm going to tackle. Gets off another hardened before I use my tackle. Well, it's only got one HP and it's dead. It's dead. Buckcatcher is a former buckcatcher. Yeah, buckcatcher. If I had new Pokemon, I would have won. I can counteract that theory because I'm clearly not winning without new Pokemon. Alright, this should be the last trainer battle, and then I can catch. You can fight my new Pokemon. I wonder what your new little bugger is. Oh, it's a bug catcher. The hell are these caught around here? We've got two. Let's bring us about Caterpie. Caterpie! Level 11, go with Pug Face, right. I'm gonna Leech Seed. Yeah. Use Leech Seed. Tackle does 2 damage. And Leech Seed restores me 2 damage. Now I'm going to swap to Zach. This is being a nice little ride, I think. Use your string shot, so Zach's speed's going to fall. And Sap takes over 2. Springs me up in the weird gate. Takes Zach back into the green. And confuse. This is tackle. Critical hit. 20. That wasn't 23. Tackle took 5 of a critical. I'm pretty safe. Fusion takes well below half health, folks. I'm confused. I've got 25 of these. I'm pretty pleased with that confusion. Tackle takes down 17. 2. So I've only lost 1 HP. Good. That literally was a good idea. That uses confusion. And the chaos begins. Tricky gas. I'm pro-facing 60 experience points. That gains 60 experience points. Buckcatcher is about to use Metapod. Seriously, how's your new Pokemon? You suck! No, I'm not going to change Pokemon. I'm going to send out the Metapod, which is going to use Harden over and over again. Level 11. Zach uses Confusion. Does, yeah. Not a lot of damage, but more than most things. Oh, my second confusion is a critical hit, and it's a dead Metapod. I only got off one hard. I only got hard the once. Yes. Zach grows to level 13. Ah. See how quickly things change in the world of Kanto. I was slagging off Zach. So now I wasn't going to use him anymore. And he's like, do you know what, Bill? Fuck you. I'm going to learn confusion, and you're going to bloody love it. That's a good fit. Got $110 for winning. Great! Down I go. Cool. Right. Let's be sensible. Oh, no, I didn't mean to hit the button. Pokemon. Switch Zach and my Poke Face. I want Zach in the front row. Oh, that's going to be a train bell. What am I going to catch? Random encounter. It's a Spearow. Oh, bollocks. Ah, oh, I'm catching all the shit. Go, Zach. Ah, oh, man. Tackle. Oh, close down. Use his peck, it's super effective. Right, I'm going to switch to progress. Here he is, his pick. Super effective and takes 5 damage. Fight and he's Leech Seed. That was probably a bad idea. And he's only get so many things. Ooh, I'm doing a lot of damage. It's the only thing I think that's not gonna insta kill it. We'll use his Pokeball. There it goes. Hey, I caught the Spiro. Spiro was caught. Boom, ting, tucker. New Pokedex data will be added for Spiro. Spiro is going to learn fly. I've got other moves that can learn along the way. Eats bugs in grassy areas. It has to flap its short wings at high speeds to stay airborne. Want to give a nickname to Spiro? I'll have to run for my train. Right, so over there. Oh, is a tunnel? Yeah, I have to run to catch my train, so I mean, I've got off the train at the other end of the way. And I'm going to nickname up my Spiro. And I'm going to name this little geezer after another good geezer. S. Loricus? C. Oh, God. I've got to change that bloody... I've got to change my logo. Move it up. S-C-O-T-T. Scott, I should be able to squeeze him. S. P. Nope. No guess. My OCD. It's got spot. Yes, just goes in there. Cool. Yeah, so as some of you may know, Scott Spot is a good friend of mine, Rich, from our Hoggib Enterprises that we do. And yeah, he gave me a nice little sponsorship deal for this Spiro. So Scott Spot, you are a Spiro. And I shall stop calling him a Spiro. Did you get that, people? He's a Spiro. He will turn into a Pharaoh. but right now, he's only going to be called Scott Spot. So, we have McPokeface, who's doing well. Zach, who learned confusion and is now slightly impressing me. And I've got my Scott Spot. So I'm going to have to... Scott Spot is only level 5, which is rather irritating. I'm going to put Scott Spot in first. And he's pecking. He can do a lot of pecking with his pecker. Sorry, Scott. Scott Spot's in first spot. Oh man, I'm going to get sick because I ain't the word spot. Let's head back out because there's a nice little train about waiting for me. See if I can't get through this little section of Route 3. With haste. And we'll grind spots a bit. See, it's good actually because in this area, against all these bugs, Scott Spot is a... he should be good against bug types. Let's get into a random encounter. What else could I have got? A Pidgey, thank God. I can get a bloody Pidgey. Actually, I haven't got Pidgey, but it'd been the same. Level 7 Pidgey! Oh God, it's even... He's far more powerful than Scott. Man. That Pokemon, I'm not going to risk that. Switch out the Pokeface. I'm just going to tackle the Pidgey to death. Tentac, fails, tackle, hopefully down. You're one on 10 levels higher than you. Oh, most of the way down. New Tentac, but fails, tackle, and it's a dead Pidgey.
The Pidgey!
Some lights getting red. Some good to cross. Got spot in 27 minutes of cross. What place in 27 minutes of cross? Right. Oh, another random encounter. What's this going to be? Another Pidgey. Oh, Pidgey appeared. Level 8. These are mighty Pidgeys. I'm not going to fight. No point. It's not worth the risk. Scott Spot, come back enough. Go, McPokeface. Oh, Pidgey's just gas. It's going to be effective. Takes 3 damage. McPokeface uses tackle. Takes it. Well under half health. Uses sand tech fouls. McPokeface tackles for the win. Tackle for the win. Scott Spock gains 30 experience points. Rosa gains 30 experience points. Let's get in this light little train battle here. Up arrow's really infuriating me, but he's getting me lots of random encounters. Another Pidgey. I'm sure there's something decent I can fight here, like a Sandshrew. Daniel K, did you catch a Sandshrew in Route 3? I'll just check my little diagram. Gust. And tackle. Ooh, down to the red. Oh, maybe one, two levels higher and post face be one shot in his little bastards. Scott Spock gains 27. Brothers gains 27. Green points, let's get out of this grass and let's point this douchebag. Did you touch me? Really sure I didn't. And I've got it on film just in case you take me to court. Lass wants to fight. Lass has one little mon. Jigglypuff! Oh, Jiggly! Oh, jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Right, I don't think my level 5 Scott Spot's gonna compete at all against the level 17 Jigglypuff. Let's bring out the Quake Race. And up. So, Jigglypuff, see, I always think the first forms are normal. I know they can change. As you sing. Oh, the Quake Race fell asleep. Still asleep. This is pound. There's a little bit of damage. And fast asleep. Pound. 29. Proface woke up. It was disabled. What the hell was disabled? Proface growls disabled. Yeah, it takes out one of my moves. I'm gonna vibe with you. One of my super strong moves. Doesn't do much. I used a sable but it failed. I'm going to leech so you do, just in case I fall asleep again. You've been seeded. Uses a sable but it fails. Leech seed. Takes effect. Let's just tackle. Yeah, it doesn't do as much as Vine Whip, but not by much. It keeps trying to disable me, it fails. Leech seed takes off more health. Slowly getting stronger. And tackle takes it out. Jiggles faints. Scott Spock gains 114. Scott Spock goes to level 6. Good on you, Scott. The Pro Player gains 114 spring points. And he grows to level 18. That was a good trade battle. And that puts Poke Face on to 33 attack, 32 defense, 34 speed, and special 41. He's doing really good on the specials. I really need to Google more about the stats. Build defeated Lass. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Bill got $210. Winning. What's next up on the list? I might have to call it a day here, folks. Doesn't seem to be any more trainers. Oh, there's a train. Is he a trainer? Or is this a town? Yeah, it's long grass. He's looking around. Yeah, I'm getting pretty close to work. I'm going to call it a day. I'm going to meld together the last episode of this episode and throw it out for the podcast. Hopefully I've been a bit more audible this time. I'm getting better at talking louder. In other words, my shame of the general public hearing me talk about Pokemon as I walk along is slowly diminishing. Actually, people just think I'm crazy, and they would be right. Who is not crazy doing this sort of challenge? So let's save. Big thank you to Scott for sponsoring me. That's 7 on my Pokedex. Save the game, yes. Now saving. We'll save the game. There we go. So, thank you for listening, guys, and I'll see you all another day.
Hey folks, my name is Brett and I'm one of the hosts of Skeleton House, an audio-only Let's Play podcast where my two friends, Jess...
What is happening? Oh my god!
...and Steve...
Even he looks spooked.
...play through video games and I edit them, add context, and act as your eyeballs. Also, we have a cat. Come check us out at skeletonhouse.budsprout.com or look up Skeleton House on your favorite podcast app. Or your least favorite podcast app. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.